The Food and Drug Administration has put itself in the middle of another highly charged issue, whether marijuana should be used as a medicine. The agency has issued a statement saying there is no scientific basis for medical marijuana. But, as NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, there are others who think it's a good idea.
Marijuana is having a tough time of it these days in Washington. While about a dozen states have approved its use for medical purposes, the Supreme Court ruled last year that federal authorities could prosecute patients in those states. And now the Food and Drug Administration is saying that marijuana has no medical uses. FDA spokesperson Susan Breaux.
For the FDA, so far there has not been enough clinical data demonstrating that either the drug is effective or safe in treating chronic painful conditions.
It's about time, says Mark Wheat. He works for Republican Congressman Mark Souder, who opposes the medical use of marijuana.
We've been asking them to look at the science of whether marijuana is really a medicine for about 3 years and ask them to weigh in on it repeatedly.
The Institute of Medicine, a division of the National Academy of Sciences, is already on record with its verdict. The IOM report was not exactly what Mark White was looking for. One of the authors of the IOM's 1999 study is John Benson, a professor of medicine at the University of Nebraska.
It had benefits in patients for pain, for the relief of nausea and vomiting from, for example, chemotherapy for cancer or in AIDS.
Muscle spasms and multiple sclerosis, and possibly anxiety reduction and sedation, though definitely not for glaucoma, where the risks of smoking exceed the short-term benefits. The IOM report was carefully worded, focusing on possibilities and noting that benefits had to be weighed against potential harm from inhaled smoke. Opponents of medical marijuana, like Robert DuPont, drug czar in the Nixon and Ford administrations, point to the potential harm and say, without more solid proof of effectiveness, medical marijuana is a bad solution. To Bruce Merkin of the Marijuana Policy Project, a pro-medical marijuana group, the FDA's decision had everything to do with pressure from Capitol Hill.
This is not a scientific statement. It's a political statement, nakedly, baldly political.
Ignoring 5,000 years of medical usage, he says. Physician Jerome Kassirer, a former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, says it's motivated by a concern that smoking marijuana might lead to drug addiction.
I think it's ridiculous. The fact is that there are circumstances where smoked marijuana can be helpful to patients who are desperately ill.
Whether it was politics or science that pushed the FDA, what happens next is not up to the agency. Again, spokeswoman Susan Breaux.
The enforcement of a product such as this is done by other agencies, in particular the DEA.
That's the Drug Enforcement Administration. Next step, medical marijuana opponent Congressman Mark Souder will again ask the FDA to post more information on harmful effects of marijuana on its website. And Democratic Congressman Maurice Hinchey will send a letter to the FDA next week to find out why the agency apparently disregarded the positives in the Institute of Medicine study. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
And the FDA position statement on medical marijuana and the 1999 National Academy's report on the science of it are both at our website, npr.org.